Welcome to the Pet Pawcast for pet parents, pet lovers, and it's all about pets. I'm Lauren, a certified professional pet sitter and pet owner. I want to thank everyone for tuning into the show. Hello, everyone. I'm your host, Lauren, and welcome to episode 35 of the Pet Pawcast. Today, we are going to be talking about introducing new pets to resident pets. Before we dive in, I do want to thank everyone who has already sent in questions for our Q&A podcast with a trainer, with Matt Corvo from Can Do Canine Academy. We will be recording this episode coming up soon, so now is the time to get your questions you want answered to us. Go ahead and email us at podcast@petpawcast.com or DM us on the socials. Okie dokie, let's get into the episode. Okay, so I have to be honest. I really wish I had some of this information we are going to talk about today when I brought Phoebe and Regina home to meet Sassy. I think I covered most of my bases, and they ended up doing pretty well. But let's dive into the best way to make those introductions to your resident pets. So I think we really need to start with how to choose the best new pet to be a companion to pets already in your home. For dogs in general, opposite sizes, such as a Chihuahua and a Golden Retriever, opposite sex, and even opposite ages are recommended. For cats, similar ages and, more important, similar play styles are really what you want to look for. Please note, there is an exception to every rule, and really the best way to know who may be a good companion pet is to know your pet or the resident pet really well. Let's begin talking about introducing a new dog to a resident dog. First and foremost, dogs really should meet for the first time on neutral ground, so not in your home. This helps reduce the possibility of territorial or protective behaviors off the bat. The meeting spot should have limited distractions, as too many can be overstimulating. You should always begin by walking the dogs together, but a few feet apart, and this should continue until the dogs are no longer fixated on each other, lunging at each other, being vocal, or honestly, physically avoiding each other. And this may take a few seconds, or it could take several meetups, and there can even be the case that they will never be able to not react around each other. Please remember, if at any point through the process we are going to talk about, if either of the dogs show negative behavior, a professional trainer really may be your best option. While you are walking the dogs on the leash, slowly decrease the space between the dogs and allow some sniffs between them while walking. The next step is to take the dogs into a large, enclosed area, such as a friend or neighbor's backyard. Walk the dogs together around the perimeter so they can check out the space while also allowing the dogs to continue to sniff each other. When things seem to be going well, drop both leashes at the same time so no dog is leashed while the other is not. And I know I said they shouldn't be leashed, but at this point the leash should still be on, but they're able to drag it, the leash, and have the freedom to explore the space and the dog while having something for you to grab if needed. If the dogs begin rambunctious play, always remove the leashes to avoid injury. Eventually, you will want to introduce the new dog into the resident's dog's home. Yes, I said the dog's home because honestly, it's our pet's world and we're just living in them. So we want to walk into the home with the dogs together and leashed to avoid a bottleneck at the doorway, which can be a common place for altercations. Allow whichever dog wants to enter first to do so, as it does not really matter who enters first. Keep the dogs leashed as they move about the house. Once they are comfortable with both being inside, you can drop the leashes and let them drag them until the dogs have been fed near each other, been on furniture together, and played with each other's toys. Again, this can take minutes to hours or even days. We really have to allow the dogs to interact with each other at their own pace. If the dogs will be left alone before they are fully integrated, they need to be securely separated while alone. As the dogs continue to get to know each other, there may be some skirmishes here and there, but they honestly have a way of working it out themselves. We should never baby one dog or favor one, and if there is an injury or a fight that lasts beyond a few seconds, you should get a training professional involved. Alrighty, let's jump into introducing a cat to a resident cat. The first thing you need to do is set up a spare room with everything a happy cat would want and need. When you bring your new cat home, this is the room they should be placed in with the door closed. Your resident cat should have the ability to continue to roam your home, but not be able to get into the room the new cat is in. You should also block any space below the door to keep them from swatting or growling at each other. This should happen until both cats are back to their normal routines of eating, using the litter box, and drinking water. Once both cats have resumed their lives, you should trade off which cat is confined in the room and which cat gets to roam free in the house. This should continue switching up the positions for the cats until both cats are comfortable, whether they are confined or they are roaming the house. The next step is to have a pet gate or baby gate so the confined cat can see out, but there is still a barrier between the two. You should allow the cats to see each other and be near each other under supervision, as well as, you know, reinforcing their good behavior with some high-value treats while being only separated by the gate. Always be sure to close the door in between interaction sessions. This should continue while you are increasing the amount of time while decreasing the amount of supervision. Continue this until both cats are calm and appear to be comfortable. Like dogs, they should be separated when alone in the home until they are fully comfortable with each other. Always remember that the cats are the only ones who can determine how long this process will last. We are going to round out the episode today by finishing with introducing a cat and a dog to each other. The process is very similar to the way we are going to introduce two cats. The new pet should be contained, so a cat in a room and a dog in a crate or a separate room, while the resident pet has access to the house. Begin by containing the resident pet and allowing the new pet to explore, but this should be done in short, small sessions until both pets seem to be doing well. After this is going well and everyone is comfortable, you should then go to gates to separate the pets, just as you would while introducing cats, and continue these sessions until both the dog and the cat are comfortable and eating normally. Next, the gate can come down for short sessions with the dog leashed and separated when they are not being supervised. The leash may be dragged and can eventually be removed only if both pets are comfortable with each other. Please always place litter boxes and cat feeding stations in a place where a dog cannot get to it, and always provide hiding places and vertical options for your cat. I hope today's episode will help you or someone you know when adding a new pet to your family. Thank you again for joining us, and if you have not done so already, go ahead and like or subscribe to our podcast to be notified when a new episode is released. And while you're at it, go ahead and give us a follow on socials. We are at Pet Pawcast across all platforms. Have a pawrific day. Thank you for joining us for another episode of the Pet Pawcast.
please subscribe and leave a review wherever you listen. This helps us reach pet parents and pet lovers such as yourself. Don't forget to like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram at Pet Pawcast. If you have any questions you'd like answered or ideas for topics you'd like to hear about, send us a message through social media or send an email to podcast@petpawcast.com. See you next time.